Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I am your host, the commish RC Carlton, and I am joined by the star scream of the IB universe, Actively Lazy.
Just shortening my name to Star, thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Now, I like Starscream better than Anakin.
But I'm definitely Anakin.
A very eventful 2 weeks. I know that just makes me Obi-Wan. I guess in some ways I'm Obi-Wan, but some ways I'm not. But with you, probably, that's probably true. And here's the thing. One of the things I thought was a great trait of yours is that you were level-headed.
I try.
I'm really bad at reading people. I mean, you are, but like you got like this wildness under the surface. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It deceives people. But anyway, we're not on that. I'm sure
you we gonna get on it soon. No, let's not even act like some shit ain't gonna pop
let's
off.
Let's go. Today. You wanna go?
I got some stuff in the chamber.
Let's do our headlines. Our headlines are number one. I almost said Nick Saban. I don't know why I said that. But Urban Meyer was fired. I believe that the last straw was kicking the kicker, but he had numerous instances and just really lackluster press conferences where he didn't know who was on the team or who was on the field or who had the most carries and all that kind of stuff. He just did not seem to care was my takeaway from Urban being fired. I don't know why he went to the pros, but he was not invested at any point.
Urban was invested until he started losing. So what that lasted all but preseason. He's complaining in preseason. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like I think this mystique of him being a fixer of programs or fixer of people is flawed, man. It's flawed. He's got a trail of bullshit from Florida all the way through Columbus and all the way back down to Jacksonville. And he probably got some bullshit with them if we dug into Big Noon too and Utah. But think about it. The man has coached some of the worst people that we can find in football, and somehow he's untainted. Okay.
Well, he got stuck on Ohio State. They tainted it because he covered up their domestic violence. But there was a little taint there going on there. That was the first time he really got called out. All the stuff he did in Florida, nobody seemed to care about it. So, he just got away with a lot because he was winning. And he got away with a lot because he's winning. Also, he said it in a bitter kind of way. He gave a phone interview to somebody from ESPN for NFL Network. He basically was like, everything's about team and it's not about team anymore and the culture has changed. Yeah, because nobody's going to put up with being kicked in the NFL. You probably wouldn't get away with that a lot of times anyway, but nobody's going to put up with that crap. Grown men making money are not going to be treated the same way as college guys. And it's always been that way, but they don't respect you, bro. And that's not because you are just being oppressed in some way. You didn't earn their respect through your knowledge or through your integrity. That they saw through your bullshit. That's part of the problem because they're grown men.
I mean, there's one other thing too that got him a lot of clout and respect along the way. And that's Christianity, honestly. I mean, for everybody that complains that people are persecuted by Christianity, there's more Christians on some real shady shit that get away with a lot because they hide behind the Bible. Like Urban Meyer is this great Christian man, and he's got drug dealers and women beaters and fucking who knows what else he's got going on around him. I just don't understand how somebody could stand in shit for so long and not smell. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I have no sympathy for him. He sucked as an NFL coach. He's a decent college coach. Obviously got the resume, but at the end of the day, he's not a very good person. He's not likable. He's an asshole. He's fucking unrealistic with his expectations for thinking he could go into Jacksonville and win more than 3 games, I guess, without using his best fucking player. His ego is through the fucking roof.
Yeah, it really is.
Good riddance, man. Good riddance. When you got Trevor Lawrence taking shots at you, you got issues, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I've never heard. Have you ever heard Trevor Lawrence say anything negative about anybody?
Never.
Like, the first thing he basically said was basically, we just need all our players out there on the field. I hope he's going to be I just got a touchdown. Go Cleveland, Nicky.
Tricky Nicky, baby.
Yeah, boy. I'm telling you, at this point, anybody functional is just as good as Baker. I'm sorry. I didn't think, I thought Nick could do it, but I definitely knew that Case Keenum could be equal to what Baker can be. That I don't know how much Baker, you know, how injured he is or whatever, but this Baker that we've seen, you know, it's not good Baker. Not that I ever really believed in him since his rookie season, but it's not good Baker. But back to Urban Meyer, it's just amazing how much his stock went down. But I think I asked you this on some podcast, because we do so many and we talk all day long. So it's hard to remember, but why in 2020 is there a desire for Urban Meyer in the NFL? You know, there once was a time he was an innovator. I remember in Sports Illustrated, they were talking about the zone read and the spread option and all that stuff. And it's like 2005 or whatever. And it was hot, man. He was trendy at Utah, went to Florida. He kind of sort of was part of a revolution. But it got real stale at Ohio State. So why do you want this man?
Because obviously Khan doesn't update his rosters, man. There's so much shit that people don't like take in the context when they're talking about right now. People love to live in the past, love the idea of a can't miss hire that's over the hill mentally. Like, he's not over the hill in age. He's pretty young for a coach still. He's not that old, but his mentality is fucking outdated. He said he kicked the kicker and called himself the ball coach or some shit like that. Who says that? Like, are we in the 70s? What the hell is this? And just his idea that, or this reality that he hit when he was in the NFL, that damn, these guys get paid. I can't just talk to them any kind of way. And then like I said, making fun of him Sunday, when he called after losing to the Texans, I believe it was after losing to the Texans, he said every week is like getting prepared for Bama. Like, what? Come on, man. I don't know, man. I think people who hire Urban Meyer need to just admit to themselves that at this point, his heart is not in coaching. It's really not.
Yeah, I that's what I got from it. That's definitely what I got. His heart's not in it. And then the fact that he didn't travel back with the team that week, and he was messing with girls and stuff and just doing it so publicly. Some people, a guy on ESPN just said he wanted to get fired. I don't remember who it was, but he just kept saying he wanted to get fired. Your hero, Deion Sanders, made waves despite your false accusations. He denies that his recruit, Travis Hunter, got a big $1.5 million NIL deal from Barstool. But he shook up the world. And outside of Florida State fans, which I understand that y'all are acting like, you know, bitter hoes, but other than them, why are so many people in college football so upset by this?
He's black.
Thank you.
It's a predominantly black university. You can't have these Negroes getting, and I didn't, that I can say Negroes, right?
That's yeah, Negroes that's fine. Right. I think this would be great
to help. Yeah, all right, sorry. You can't have these darkies getting any publicity and uplifting themselves, because they just, you know, it shakes the foundation of everything we've built in America when black people try to get a fair shake. That just can't be. I mean, there's no other reason for people to be upset outside of Florida State fans other than that Deion is black. Like, what are you mad about? I mean, he made a power move. That is recruiting. That is the business. Even without NIL, the shit that people are doing right now was still going on. So he's just good at what he's there to do, which is sell.
And I think that saltines, and I said it in the threads, saltines are so, not all, of course, at word to Ashley, not all, but a certain group of saltines, older saltines, usually men, but women too, they are so nervous about power shifting. And this one recruit shows that the power could be shifting. NIL shows that power can be shifting. They love to play with a stacked deck, because living in America, without getting on my high horse, for saltines, means you are playing with a stacked deck, especially when you're in control of the institutions. If you got the gun, if you're making the rules and everybody else has to play by the unfair rules, then everything's great. But if you try to balance those rules out, we always get a lot of kickback from a certain set. That's why you see the Dabo Sweeney's getting mad, talk about integrity and people being used. No, bro, you've been using them. And you don't like that somebody else has a chance to do something different. And these kids have a little bit more agency. They're not being any more taken advantage of than you are. And they're getting paid.
They've got flexibility to leave just like coaches do. And that's, that's what honestly has everybody hot, is that not only does, well, I guess in all fairness, like people more upset about what Deion's doing and not what fucking Bama has been doing. Bama's about to get the best receiver in the nation, or one of the best receivers in the nation, from LSU, where they essentially just let him sit there like a farm system and then snatched him in the portal. Like they've that's been all, snatching
as people. As Kirk said, no one loses their minds because it's all a part of the plan. But a little bit of chaos, a little bit of disruption, that's not okay. You know, if Bama does, if those big schools, that's fine, but not this little. And I'm not for HBCUs. I think there's a conversation to be had if they're even needed or not. But they do help Black people just based on still how society is. But I do, and for sports, I definitely don't think one of the most level playing fields there are athletics for African Americans, especially in football and basketball. So I don't necessarily know if those kind of things are needed, but I'm not upset that somebody goes to one or that they're shaking things up. I'm fine with that.
I'm not upset for you going to a school and getting paid like $1.2 million, allegedly.
That didn't happen, sir. That didn't happen.
Allegedly. Get out of here, bro. You talking to, we Black, bro. Don't do this shit. We Black. We know when motherfuckers lying, man. Especially that generation. They love to avert eye contact, boys get hot. What do you mean?
Bro,
we know what that shit mean, bro. We know exactly what that means.
Cam, when he went to Auburn and gave his daddy, $100,000 to build a church? Talking about they building a church.
Man, fuck out of here, man. I know hustlers when I see them, man. And I definitely know smooth talking brothers from the South. And Deion is one of the smoothest talking Black men to ever come about and get a mic. So
this actually might be a legal deal as opposed to in the past. You know, if they
ain't Barstool shit, hooked him ain't up, shit about this shit that legal, man. But more power to him, though. I'm not mad at all. Get your bag. I just want to point out though that nobody reported that this motherfucker still worked for Barstool when all this was done. That's all I'm saying, bro.
They ain't paying Deion 1.5. I know that. So yeah, he's not that big a deal on their network, but he's there. He is there. I don't know. Somebody was saying he doesn't actually do stuff there with them anymore. It's kind of
murder. Bro, I sent you the link. This motherfucker do something every week. What you talking about?
I didn't click.
He doing football picks and shit every week. He did a fucking podcast the night before Hunter Switch. He did a podcast talking about some we gonna shake up some stuff, man. We got something big on the horizon. I can't say what it is. Like, he too damn comfortable for somebody that don't just casually come through every now and then. That's his home. He live there, man. That's bullshit.
That's funny. Yesterday, John Harbaugh once again went for two with the game on the line and once again failed. What do you think of these? Well, first, what do you think of the decision? And then what do you think of the play call?
So initial thought was, what the fuck are y'all doing? But I also had to like take a step back and think about it from if I was John Harbaugh, looking at the roster, like I told you, when I saw these dudes not blitz on third and goal, I knew that the Ravens were just kind of playing just not to lose at some point. Like they were not playing how they typically play on defense, which leads me to think they didn't have a lot of confidence in the defense. So if you got a chance to win the game in regulation, just go for it. Because again, the likelihood of you either stopping Aaron Rodgers from getting a game-winning field goal drive or going down to the coin toss for the fucking overtime, you just better off trying to win in the regulation. So ultimately, I didn't have an issue with that. Play call I did, but then when I looked at it at halftime, I wrote that thing about how, oh, it wasn't all that bad. I still say, though, in that situation, you call a timeout, you got your backup in. You already limit what he can do by rolling him out. He's got two options. You have to tell him, if Andrews isn't open, look back inside. There's going to be a guy dragging across, throw it to the back of the end zone.
That would have been an throw.
That's all he had to do.
He would have had to definitely had some good footwork to do that throw, but it was possible.
It was nobody there, though. The guy who should have been covering that space had jumped on Andrews. So if he throws the ball, you got the backside safeties in the trail technique. He can't get there. Like, nobody could get there. It's either an incomplete because you overthrew it or a catch. Like, there's no other way.
Like, that's not the greatest play in the world, but it's not a bad play. I've seen it work many, many times in the goal line situation.
Have you seen it work in Baltimore ever?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, probably. I'm sure Lamar has done that.
You have never seen Lamar Jackson.
I'm sure Lamar has done
that. Make that throw like
that. Like, not in the goal line, but I mean, it works.
Exactly.
But I think you got a backup quarterback. I wouldn't have went for it. I like to have my chances in overtime. That's how I'm just really feeling the momentum. I like my chances in overtime, even if it's Aaron Rodgers. I like to give myself more opportunities for something to happen. Just to put the game on one play like that, I don't like that most of the time. Sometimes, if you feel like you got the momentum and you got everything riding, but I wasn't feeling it that time. I understood what he said with Pittsburgh. The play call, neither here nor there. It's not what I would have called, but I don't really think it was horrible. The throw wasn't great, but you're also asking him to make a hell of a throw, you know, with that line, the safety that came bearing down, they got a little piece of the ball, the fact that everybody knew, but that was the only person he was throwing the ball to the whole fourth quarter, basically. So it was like they knew it was coming all game long and they couldn't stop it. So, you know, I just don't fault that, but I'm okay with the Ravens losing. I don't care. So that's fine. How many teams can Huntley start for?
How many teams can who? Huntley start for?
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, if we took a list and went from the bottom, he could start for the Texans. He could start for the John Does. He could start for, I would say at least 5 or 6 teams.
He could start for Jacksonville. They wouldn't because of the situation, but if like, if you just want to say and put the best option, it might be.
So he could start. I would really have to look. It'd be
close because he hasn't played that much. I mean, I think it's a toss-up if he starts for Washington or not. Because, you know, Taylor, I sit joking around, but Taylor's shown some things. But I said, like, with his legs, it would take people longer to figure out. He could start for Washington. He could start for
any team starting a start for rookie Texas. Quarterback.
He could start for the Jets. Patriots. He could start – shut up. He could start for – he couldn't start for Miami, but he's close. What else could he start? Detroit, he could probably, probably. So I'd say 8 to 10 teams he could probably start for, like be right at the same level as that guy, or that guy would struggle for half the season. Then you would eventually use him as the backup to become the starter for a while. So, but I like him. He's impressive. I'm sure if they're smart, they'll trade him for somebody, or maybe they'll keep him intact because Lamar's going to get more and more injured as he gets older. He's going to have more injuries. So. I wouldn't be surprised if they held on to him for a little while.
And he's a serviceable backup. I mean, this isn't his first time coming into a game and showing that they can move the ball. Like, granted, they didn't win the game, but they came back. And I think the last time he came into a game, they maintained or went on a little run. So he's shown that he's capable.
Yeah, he came back again. Was it against the Browns? I think it was against the Browns, right? He came back.
Yeah, it was against the Browns.
They could get it done. Team Turnbuckle is closed. Some of my Team Turnbuckle friends, if you don't know, that's our wrestling group. They were a little bit bummed because Team Turnbuckle is closed. Even Rehan Khan said Team Turnbuckle page, the Team Turnbuckle page got archived. Does that mean we post back in here to get our numbers up right in time for March Madness? And I thought that was clever. My official statement on Team Turnbuckle is my goal is 2 goals. Is to have the IB Network, that's the big Facebook page, have as many people look at it as possible. Therefore, we can expose them to our content, our podcast, the website, YouTube page, all that stuff. It doesn't go as often because it's hard for 2 people to do all that. But all of our content to be exposed to the more people, which this month is 16 million people on the IB Network page and 18 million people that peaked like last month. Our group, which has about 4,000, right? About 4,000 people or something. Whatever it's got, to have people be on that group as much as possible, creating content, staying on the page, enjoying it, becoming all-stars, listening to the content. So I'm not going to have an auxiliary group that's not benefiting me in any way. So if there's no Team Turnbuckle podcast, the Team Turnbuckle group does not benefit me in any way.
I'm going to tell you so I don't get fined. So I mean, I like the group. I support anything, you know. I occasionally jump in and talk wrestling with people. I'm only really talking about the Attitude Era, but I jump in every now and then. And
they like it because it's a safe place for them. They don't have to worry about anybody saying it's fake or jumping in.
And get your ass out of here. Get bullied, nerds.
Posting about these really obscure indie wrestling things and everything. And we might, I'm trying to goad him into doing it to save the page.
Just do hashtag promote your sport. That's what I did for Sam, baseball. Probably,
you know, eventually I'm getting weak on Sam. So eventually Sam will be back.
What the fuck? What?
Come back or whatever.
What?
So yeah, probably January 1st. I'm off.
I like how you just tried to slide that in. Like you know, it's I'm weak on Sam. And
I already sent him a message. I sent him a message. It was like, hey, you up? The fuck, it's pretty bad. I had been ghosting him. Now I said, what do you think of Spider-Man, man? What's going on? I sent the olive branch out there. So eventually, I'm thinking January 1st. I might do a poll or something to see what the people say. Might do it another 2 months if he can't win a poll to come back. I can't help him.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Sports group, entertainment group, wrestling group. Like, I'll slowly bring him back, you know?
All 25 of my accounts will know.
You're a bad person, sir. But yeah, and WrestleMania season's coming up, so I'm sure. But I'm not, and really it did. The Team Turnbuckle group, when it first was started, it made the page numbers go down a little bit, maybe like by a tenth or something like that. But that's a lot, you know, if you're trying to get, and those people were over there. People like Rehan were posting over there. People like Keith, they post everywhere. But some of the guys posted less. And posting more in Team Turnbuckle. So, you know, I got to think about the bottom line.
There was not one time where I was like, damn, I wish we didn't have Team Turnbuckle because I really missed somebody. Never.
Shut up. I didn't even notice.
Fuck not.
Wait a minute. The Browns found a way to lose. Daggone.
The Browns lost?
Hey, hit a field goal.
Not tricky, Nicky. Damn.
They just got the interception. I don't know how they lost. They got the interception. 48-yard field goal. God. I wonder what happened to Rob. Wasn't it Janikowski? Was it Rob
Janikowski? Sebastian Janikowski?
Sebastian, there we go. I know why.
He's still kicking wide right, wide left, man.
That's right. And I know he's not
subject for Florida State, man.
I just wonder what he's doing. I know he was so hyped up. That was like the answer because y'all kept going wide right or wide left or whatever it was.
Fuck that. Fuck.
Yeah, get an MVP to Miles Garrett. I mean, get the MVP to Parsons. At least he's on a winning team. Sorry, Miles Garrett. We got to go by that for defense, too. I can't believe they blew that game. All right. Jake Paul knocked another nickel out. It is a theme. And these people don't understand that the origins of boxing in a lot of ways is human cockfighting and very racial. The white genetic superior thing guy beating up the black guy who was supposed to be inferior. Till we got people like Jack Johnson, they showed that was not the case.
Yeah, Jack Johnson beat his ass.
Yeah. So, but what Jake Paul is doing is cherry picking black people, and he knows that's gonna get. It's very smart what he's doing. And the thing about it is, I hate to tell you, it's not going anywhere, man.
That's fine.
You're a baseball purist, and you're a boxing purist.
I am definitely a boxing purist.
And what?
I said, I'm definitely a boxing purist.
Well, I don't know if you're a baseball purist. Depends on how you define purist. Yeah. You're a black baseball purist. It's a little different than a saltine baseball purist and a black baseball purist. A little different. But because you're not crying about steroids like them dudes. But it's not going anywhere because every time Jake Paul fights, my son sends me a text. And that's how I know it's getting eyeballs from my age to 17-year-olds, and that's his generation. So he's bringing those casuals into it, and it's a spectacle. It's not great, it's not good, but it's a spectacle, and he has a following. And I will say, while he is not like, he's not a professional boxer, and he's not fighting professional boxers, he does at least take it seriously. And he does seem dedicated to the craft. Now, he's not a professional, but he's going differently than what other celebrity boxing stunts have been, where he legitimately has a little bit of talent and legitimately works at it.
Yeah, his gimmick is working for him, and it's cool. I will say, fact check, he did knock out one white guy, and he would have fought a second white guy, but this white guy dropped out. So I guess it's not all racial. But your context was true. That is the origins of boxing, honestly. But as long as he stay away from people like Canelo and shit, he cool. But I tell you what, like Jake Paul running up on somebody like Gervonta Davis in public and start running his fucking mouth, they're not going to be fooled. They're going to knock his ass out for real.
Better hope his brother and a lot of security are around.
Yeah, and they go fuck his brother up too, and then they're going to start shooting because that's how they are. So, so he just, as long as he stays in his lane, I mean, I don't have a problem with his generation bigging him up. I mean, I would hope that history would have common sense to know that this isn't like an actual legacy as it relates to the sport of boxing. Yeah, to the sport of boxing. Now, prize fighting, which is different from boxing, then he does have a place in that because he's probably doing numbers and getting money. He's got a brand, so that's all good. But can we just get him in with one boxer? I don't care who it is. One person who actually
ignores weight classes and fights MMA fighters who
are smaller than him.
A lot smaller, yeah. So it's weird, both of them. But it's but he is the more skilled of the two Paul brothers.
And he is.
I respect the hustle. I respect that he puts work into it. You know what I mean? It's not easy to do what he's doing. And a lot of times people pull a hustle and they won't put in the work. So I do respect the fact that he's dedicated to it. He comes in shape. He trains. He knows, he's not a professional boxer again, but he knows what he's doing. And from that perspective of an amateur or a guy who picked it up, but they are annoying as hell, but I'm trying to be. Positive. Do you think it was a lot of people saying it was fixed? What do you think? And I don't know if you saw the video.
He turned I didn't halfway watch it, as far as like that video clip people were talking about, but I guess when he gave him like a sign.
He turned his wrist, which I don't remember seeing a lot of boxers do that.
Yeah.
he kind of turned his wrist like you were turning a key kind of thing. But I mean, that could just be a tell that he had. It's not how much money would you have to pay somebody to let them hit you like that?
I don't understand, one, why, like you said, why would you pay somebody to like hit you like that? And then two, how are you a professional fighter in general and your hand just falls down to your side like that? You're getting punched, which honestly, everybody talks about how it's like boxing's downhill. Like this is showing boxing's downhill. All these mixed martial art dudes that's coming in there and can't strike. Like that shit's awful, man. Like, and then people like the one guy was like, get in the octagon. Nobody's fucking fighting. And
he did MMA, say that. Man. Jake Paul said he didn't see why he couldn't make a transition. He was just talking.
Yeah, of course, because that's a different skill set, man.
Well, you know what he would do? This is the classic Paul thing to do. He would get in the octagon with boxers.
Yeah. If I was him, I would do that shit just to troll people.
Yeah, so you're boxing MMA fighters, so why not? MMA fight boxers, shoot. Or football players or whatever. I don't care. I'm not going down there with those trainers. You're crazy. He's not getting them trained assassins. Yeah. He probably won't even fight Tyson. Maybe he will fight Tyson. I know his brother better not fight Tyson.
Man, y'all crazy, bro. Mike Tyson ain't pulling no punches with these white
dudes. Well, they had those sorry rules for that Roy Jones fight. He might be
able to. Yeah, and he probably respect Roy and they know
each other. Yeah, that's true too.
The first time Jake Paul do some weird shit to him, Mike Tyson gonna look at him and you know how I go. The fuck you on, man? Bop. Everybody knocked out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's tough. We're gonna move on to our To Catch a Predator segment. It was unfortunate. I kind of like Jay Martin. I was trying to save it till February to cut him. But I don't know why. Well, I do know what the thread was. It was Lawrence Taylor violating his probation. I think he didn't check in with his PO or something like that. He didn't let people know where he was. And he got arrested. And Jay Martin said, I'm scared to say this like out loud. I don't know if Alexa is picking this up. I think this, but I'm going to say it real quick. And hopefully everything will be all right. He said, are you really a predator So you shouldn't argue really predator like that, those things. He's talking about a sexual predator, but you shouldn't start, "Are you really?" And then the next words come out of your mouth, predator. Like, unless you're talking about animals, no. Like, is a dog really a predator? I would go with that, okay? But not a sexual predator. He said, "Are you really a predator trying to have consensual sex?" Another really red flag right there. Consensual sex, and then what comes after? If you don't say woman, then consensual sex, well, you know, if you're homosexual, well, that's fine. But I'm talking about how most people talk. If the word after consensual sex doesn't come woman, something's wrong. He says consensual sex with a 16-year-old question is probably immoral, but not illegal in most of the world. End quote.
Welcome everybody to the Kitty Man, yeah, that's me segment with Jay fucking Martin, bro. It's a roast of Jay Martin sponsored by Catch a Predator. I'm your host, IBS Yeezus. Before we get started, I want to let everybody know we spare no expenses to make Jay comfortable here. All of our jokes are PG-13 and will be streamed on all social media platforms with Disney filters just like he likes it. I tried to get some of Jay's most influential people to speak, but for some reason, R. Kelly and Woody Allen were not available tonight.
What about Jared? Was he available? No.
No, he wasn't available either. And it looks like I've got one more announcement here. with the owner of the ice cream truck, license plate CHSTR, please move your vehicle. You're parked in a school zone. Is that Jay's? Oh, shit. That's Jay's. Hey, Jay, you know you're not supposed to be within 200 yards of a school, man. What are you doing? So we're going to discuss the appropriateness of Jay's comments. Never have we ever experienced such a unified front in IBS history. Party lines were crossed, alliances formed, and yet my man Jay stood strong. Barely legal is the way to go, end quote. Or actually, was it everybody's doing it? Or I guess to be more accurate, it was... it's probably immoral, but not illegal in most of the world. This is the time when I usually take to talk about how weird white people are. But Jay, you're so fucking weird. White people don't even claim you. That's awful. And then he said some shit like he was going to get an amen in the congregation, man. He said that shit and just kind of left it out there waiting for somebody to say something. Like, dog, we not Catholic. We not agreeing with that shit. So, I don't know, man. You called out the whole, was it about boys? Was it about girls? I'm going to assume it was about some form of a female, because there's no way my guy Jay Martin is out here going by Herbert on the weekends, okay?
He didn't even say 16-year-old girl. He just said 16-year-old, which whatever, bro. It's fine. Whatever. But that's not fine. I'm saying that, you know, you're an equal opportunity predator, you know, whatever.
So can I just say thank you to Mr. Jay Martin for being honest. It takes a special kind of weirdo to admit that he's a pedophile without saying he's a pedophile. And I want to clear up something too to everybody out there. The word is that Ronnie kicked him out the group, but I know the actual truth because I reached out to Jay and he said the truth was that when he discovered that the kiddie table was actually full of 25-year-old and older males for the college football, that he had to leave. He thought it was something else. So, Jay, thank you, wherever you are. I hope you are checking in with your PO and that you are on the registered sex offender list, you fucking weirdo.
Anytime I listen to Dupree, you know how bad it. Dupree just kept saying, "Man, you can't have this man associated with you, bro." He said he hasn't been muted, hasn't been suspended. I was like, every time I just listen to Dupree, you know, you did something really, really bad. Like, listen to Dupree straight up, without any other convincing. That's just terrible. Oh man, that was good stuff. We had a few fines this week. I fined Ryan Lasernick, because he said that he would take quite the list of quarterbacks over Lamar. He said he would take Brady, Rodgers, Allen, Mac Jones, Burrow, Tannehill. Let's see who else he put. I said Mac Jones, Tannehill, Matt Ryan, Kyler, Stafford, Carr, Herbert, Dak, Mahomes, Wentz. Like, bro, I'm not a Lamar fan. I'm accused every Sunday in a podcast of not liking black quarterbacks. That's disrespectful. Not Mac Jones, even though Lamar's not having the best season, but still he's probably got, he's got like 800 running yards or something like that. And Mac Jones, Joe Burrow, even Tannehill without Henry, Wentz, who they scared to let pass the ball. Even that, or I would say over the last, what, 3-4 years, it's probably not been better than Lamar. And Kyler is hurt all the time and inconsistent. And so is Stafford. So it, and I said, I find him. And I said, this means three things that you're willing to say that. You either don't know shit about football, you're biased, or you're racist. Maybe it's all three, Ryan. But they've been trying to come at Ryan for being racist. So I mean, I'm joking. But sometimes there is a salty bias against running quarterbacks. I will say that, that they don't realize, or maybe they do realize. I don't know.
So Ryan, I know you don't have Sam around anymore, but I'm gonna be your, I'm gonna be your Huckleberry. At 12:01 a.m. February 1st, your ass is gone. It don't matter what Ronnie say. He better take away my admin privileges, and then I'm gonna bully Maurice to do it. Your ass is gone, bro. Don't even worry about giving us an explanation or whatever. We will see you in March. Maybe I might even accidentally forget, and we'll see you next January.
I give him his $5 back that month.
Yeah, don't disrespect. This man won an MVP, bro. You put Mac Jones on the list? Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Yeah, that's like, that's so insulting. Like, you know how bad it's got to be for me to be insulted by how a black quarterback is discussed? I just, no, bro. He did stay away from the dog whistle of Lamar can't throw. I will give him props for that. He didn't go there, as we've had some people do, because he clearly can throw. He just got some kind of limited sometimes.
Can I also say that the Lamar can't throw topic is black only? Y'all need to stop speaking on that, okay?
Exactly. In-house discussion. Let that go. Y'all let that go. And you find Dan Fagula something. You find him. This was a controversial one. You even asked me before. I reduced his fine to 100K, and you said 500K originally. He said the fact that Nick Saban and now Urban are subject failures in the NFL makes me happy. Why'd you fine him?
At the time, it was the most ridiculous thing I'd heard. But, you know, given the events of the last month or week or whatever, I'm willing to take it back too, Dan. Shit. Especially if you look at, I honestly was just offended that he compared it to kind of like Urban Meyer's tenure a little. Because one, my man had Gus Frerotte his first season and won 9 games. And then the second season, I think he had Joey Harrington and they were like 6-10.
Yeah.
But he actively said, like, this is coming from Nick Saban's mouth, that he wanted Drew Brees to be the quarterback, that he felt like the team was a quarterback away, and that Dr. Andrews cleared Drew Brees, and that he personally went to see Dr. Andrews to confirm that he cleared Drew Brees, and the Miami doctors didn't clear Drew Brees, and they went and got another quarterback, and he said, because I don't have any control over this situation, I'm not going to be the one blamed for this going down the drain. I'm going back to college. I can't blame him for that. And that's coming from him. So if that is exactly what happened, and most stories confirm that he did try to get Drew Brees, he was very high on Drew Brees, and he even, in that particular interview, I had sent a screenshot to you, he was like, you know, this man went on to win a Super Bowl, an MVP, yada, 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 so he was clearly hurt by it. If that's the case, then I don't think you can compare him to Urban. Yeah, I don't
context
think
is needed.
Yeah, I don't think you should be mad at him. Like, most coaches should do that. He, they have that option.
Because he lied, flat out lied about it. That's hurt a lot of people, but grow up. Yeah. You know, fans got to grow up.
Get out of here.
And Pat Long's been participating more. He's a smart salt team. And he fined Nick Miller and Jim Kraslow. He's on February watch too. But basically for just making lazy ass Brady takes and stuff. And he, it was a good, I gave him a game ball too, but it was a good, like, just shooting down stupid stuff. Oh, I think Nick Miller was saying that Big Ben was overrated. It's like, dude, you watch football. This dude's whole thing was to let somebody come through, shoo them off, and make plays. Like, Big Ben was literally doing it by himself sometimes. So not early Ben, but early whoever is usually not that great unless it's Dan Marino. But so that was just silly. But I did get a personal fine of Alan Watson last Sunday. He said, I feel like a pressure should be called because Dallas didn't beat Washington by 4 touchdowns. I want to ask you a question. Is there a dumber fan base, more illogical, more ridiculous, and less intelligent than the Washington football, the Washington John Does, as you call them? Is there anybody? No. Anybody?
It's the only game where I actively root for the Cowboys. And the only reason why is because even if the Cowboys lose, the comebacks that the Washington John Doe fans have are
pretty bad.
Awful. Yeah, they're awful. It's like they're more outdated than I can't say his first name, than Khan's fucking coaching index, apparently. Like, come on, man. Come up with something new. Cowgirls, 8-8. We got 17 fucking games and y'all still talking about 8-8. Shut the hell up.
Kyle Turner's is bad. So lame. Like, I want a good Cowboy joke to laugh at. They just make it terrible. And then I had a girl on my page and I tagged her because I was trolling with that Did You Win song, which I need to find for this week, which is really cool. The guy on TikTok sings a song called Did You Win? And she says, well, y'all not going to win the Super Bowl anyway. I'm like, when's the last time y'all won the Super Bowl? She said, it doesn't matter. We're not trying for that. What? You don't care if you won the Super Bowl or not? Like, that was her best comeback. We're not trying to win the Super Bowl. And that's depressing if you're not. So, yeah, it's not all. And I feel like we have the only redeemable football team fans there are. We have Rehan Khan. We have Rajah Hobbs. Isn't Joe Gills a football team fan? We have like smart, reasonable football team fans. Even William Keyes has wised up and learned a little bit about the game and doesn't make absurd comments. But remember, didn't they win the group poll for who was going to win the NFC East in our group? So they're there in our group. They're just scared to get knocked down.
What are they scared of? We expect them to get knocked down. You're meeting expectations.
They don't understand. They don't want to get embarrassed in the group, so they don't comment a lot. That's why
you're embarrassed by just being affiliated with this shit of a franchise.
Why wouldn't you switch? Like, they have betrayed you. No, they betrayed you on every level. It's okay to switch, bro. Just be a Baltimore fan. And nobody will blame you. It's not that much further to go. Nobody will blame you. Be a Carolina fan. If you live somewhere, if you live in Richmond, a lot of these people do. It's all, I mean, what? It might be, what, 3 hours to Charlotte, 2 hours to D.C. Traffic, you get those 3 hours anyway, depending on the time.
I'm an Irish fan. I'm in Virginia. I don't give a damn.
So, sir, this should be the end. But do you have anything to plug or anybody to attack?
I'm not plugging shit because everything I ever like, you get rid of. So
you ain't used that dude for 6 months.
Man, so fuck everything, man. That's all I'm saying. Keep Jay Martin out. Keep Sam out. That's about it. Yeah, don't free none of them.
All right. I did a podcast with Cynthia Rodriguez. Great show.
No, we're not in it yet. I forgot about that shit. I forgot. You know what? I should have never trust you, bro. You got more dark skin tendencies than you claim to have. This man, yo, everybody, this man straight told me I'm tired. I'm not feeling the podcast this week because I'm tired. I just need to rest. I'm like, cool, that's great. Acting like I don't have a fucking alert every time you post a podcast. I get an alert about Succession. So I'm like, oh, cool. He did a Succession podcast, figuring he did it solo. Then I hear my girl's voice on there, and I'm like, this raggedy motherfucker.
Oh, we got to expand the brand.
This is how it always goes, man. You got two people, they're friends, they're supposed to be a tandem, and then you get a girl involved, and then one of them turns evil, and then we at each other's necks, man. You done fucked this up. This might be our last episode.
That's what happened to the Beatles, bro. That's what happened to the Beatles. They had Yoko Ono bringing it to the recording sessions and stuff. No, she's a fan. I needed somebody. Well, we know we down a podcast. I would have done it with the unnamed podcaster that used to be a part of it, but he's not available. So I had to do it somehow. I got to get the TV back up. And I had a different energy for the TV. I was tired.
You know, I bet you had a different energy. Yeah. All right.
And also, a guy named Justin, I can't say his name, but he posts really good posts in the Ringiverse group and in the Watch group. And in our group, he make a good comments. I'm sorry, Justin, if I'm not saying your name right. But anyway, Justin's going to do a Into the Spider-Verse. It's not even, it basically is Into the Spider-Verse, but a Spider-Man No Way From Home podcast. We're going to record that tomorrow and try to get it up, try to get back on my movies and TV hype here. Because we've been kind of slacking on that. And of course, you will probably this week, you should have your recap podcast. People like that, but get some compliments.
Yeah, I am.
Your recap podcast with Joe Max. I've been hearing people saying good things about it. So you will have that as well, won't you?
Yeah, I will have my podcast with Joe. It won't change to Jesse. Yeah, you will.
But if you had the chance to, you would.
I can't confirm or deny that.
All right. So for Actively Lazy and the Commish, we're just asking you. You got a minute, fam?